On the Naturalist Journal, we'll take a look at an animal that builds entire communities on the wide open prairie. The prairie dog was one of the earliest inhabitants of the North American continent. Today, this gregarious animal remains a vital part of the High Plains ecosystem.
Historically, there are accounts of prairie dog towns that occupied several thousand acres, and they were quite expansive. There are early accounts of people riding on horseback and never being outside of a dog town all day.
Prairie dogs range over a large percentage of the plains and plateaus of western North America, stretching from northern Mexico to southern Canada. But while their range has remained the same, prairie dog numbers have decreased in the past 100 years.
In the early 1900s, there was an estimate of 8 million prairie dogs, and it's probably down to about 2 million now. So they're hardly endangered at all. 2 million is still a large number.
Although they may imitate common dogs with their bark and playful antics, the high-pitched barking serves as a warning signal that danger is approaching. More akin to squirrels, prairie dogs are actually members of the rodent family. Their diet consists primarily of grasses and other non-woody plants.
The prairie dogs are important not for the prairie dog itself necessarily, but for the number of species that depend on it. They create holes that other animals live in. The burrowing owl, some of the smaller rodents will live in there, rabbits and rattlesnakes will live there as well. And by kicking out the soil, they're also aerating the soil, and it actually will increase the diversity of grasses in that area.
The burrows that prairie dogs dig are unique underground tunnel systems. A side chamber is usually the first room below the entrance, allowing the prairie dog to turn around. There is a flood room, which provides a pocket of air when their tunnels are flooded by heavy rains, a nest, and a refuse chamber.
One of the paradoxes of these mounds is that the idea is to keep the rain out. However, rain does get in, and with the water getting into the tunnel systems, it allows water to infiltrate deeper into the ground than normally would happen. So it's very beneficial for having these holes on the prairie.
Prairie dogs may appear harmless, but they've been known to overgraze areas, threatening farm and ranch land.
The relationship of farmers, ranchers, and prairie dogs has changed over the years, primarily from one of attempting to eradicate the species, of more of an opinion of trying to manage their population levels to where they can cope with them. The future of prairie dogs is well established. People are learning to coexist with them much better than they have in the past, and to a certain degree, we can live in harmony just fine.